You're listening to 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Peoria's The Smokers Blues Band hopes its blues rock music can be part of a broader scene, helping unite deep political divisions among Central Illinois music fans. The band will be sporting a brand new album when it returns to Jazz Up Front in Bloomington Saturday night. Band members Dan Galletti and Brett David stopped by the GLT studios to talk about The Smokers' sophomore release, which Galletti says is a departure from their three-year-old debut album.
The first album was more eclectic. I mean, we were just going for whatever we had, you know, just threw it on the wall and let's see what sticks.
Yeah, I think that's a good...
This was more focused. We had an idea of what we wanted to do, a little bit more conceptual.
Okay, there was a jam bandy song or two even on that debut album.
Correct. Yeah,
yeah,
it was. It was a little more that open kind of format, and these songs were more concise.
Okay, well, let's go to the title track, Coming to Your Town. You wrote this song, Dan.
Yes.
What I heard in it, it's a plea to be good to each other.
Yeah, I mean, it just started off as a lick, and it sat around for months, and I didn't have anything for it. I didn't have an idea for it, but I liked the riff. Given the political climate that we live in, and I just thought, well, what can we do as a band to just make a simple statement, not really political in either direction, but just keep it very simple? And it was kind of a throwback to the 60s. It made me think of that era in that time. And that's something that Brett and I have always enjoyed, that era of music. So that's really what it is. It's a protest blues song throwback.
What?
Brett, I'll go to you on that same thought then. Are people starting to recognize that we got to tone it down a little bit?
That's a tough question. I don't know that people recognize what needs to be done so much as everyone seems to be in agreement that something needs to be done, because, you know, it's very similar, I think, to, you know, what we've seen in newsreels and the history that we've seen from that. It seems like there's a lot of that same
dynamic repeating itself.
Yeah.
How do we get out of this?
That's a good question. Music is usually good for that sort of thing. It seems to people sometimes will take a moment and stop what they're doing just to listen to what's going on with the music. And so hopefully, if anything comes out of this album, it would be kind of nice that people were a little nicer to each other, spend a little more time working on making the world a better place instead of just going with the flow and saying something needs to be done, but not offering any ideas to what could be done to make it better.
Let's go to another song that I think is a little bit more bitter now. It's called Drinking for Two. Brett, this is a song you wrote.
Well, Dan and I both wrote it.
Oh, you both wrote it, okay.
Yep.
It had a, let me play just a little bit of it here.
Okay.
Musically, it kind of has a kind of a southern rock feel to it.
Yeah, I don't know that that's where it started. It kind of was more of a Keith Richards-y kind of start to the song. Dan and I had talked about, like, how can we make our music something that's a little bit different from everybody else that goes out and tries to do the traditional blues or blues rock. And one of the things that we felt would improve, you know, our music and kind of again harkens back to that 60s music is having more harmonies, more multiple vocals versus just one guy singing all the time. So we were looking for something that we could do that with, and I sent him the first verse and give and take.
It was a Lennon-McCartney thing that we've been doing since we were 18 or 17 when we first met each other and came together as songwriters.
So oh, interesting. Our guests are Dan Galletti and Brett David with the band The Smokers Blues Band out of Peoria. They're playing Jazz Up Front on Saturday night. I'm not hearing a lot of blues rock in Central Illinois, at least in Bloomington Normal, as much as I used to anyway. Is blues still a thing in Peoria?
It is. I mean, there had been a blues fest that was very traditional.
But blues, even that's gone to blues and heritage
it's
now.
It's diversified
now.
Yeah, and that's not such a bad thing. I think blues is one of those things where it's always had a following, but it's never really been mainstream or commercial. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Kings, they added to the commercialism blues, but for the most part, it's been more of a roots-based genre. And I think what Peoria's tried to do with that particular festival is tried to open the doors a little bit and open the channels, so that way, if you can pull a wider audience in with other music that's maybe somewhat related to blues, maybe there's some crossover, that they'll get that exposure to true blues or traditional blues, and then you'll develop that fan base even further. So I think maybe that's the idea.
Well, let me ask it this way. There seems to be more of an audience still for the blues rock, you know, blues-based music, but this seems to be more of a singer-songwriter town in Bloomington Normal, where there's still more of an edgier to the music in Peoria. Would I be somewhat accurate in saying that?
I would say that the Peoria has always been this classic rock kind of, you know, market for the most part. And Bloomington being more college-driven, I could see that being the case, mm-hmm. you know, the singer-songwriter thing. And so that's probably, I would say that's probably a fair statement.